This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
President Trump is to put in the coronavirus-related small business loan program that ran out of money last week. The measure gives more cash to help small businesses keep workers on the payroll amid the coronavirus outbreak. The House passed it yesterday with an overwhelming majority. The Democratic-led chamber also authorized a new special select committee to conduct oversight on coronavirus stimulus spending.
The yeas are 212 and the nays are 182. The resolution is adopted.
Democrats say they need to make sure stimulus dollars are being spent properly. Republicans say the panel's unnecessary as the House already has committees conducting oversight. President Trump now says he may extend social distancing guidelines to pass the 1st of May. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Georgia is reopening its economy today despite President Trump's disapproval. Salons, barbershops, gyms, and tattoo shops will reopen in the state. Restaurants will reopen on Monday. The lieutenant governor there says they're handing down a long list of rules and regulations, though, that businesses must follow to prevent spreading the coronavirus. Most businesses hit hard by the pandemic, but one sector is reporting record sales.
It's consumer staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. I'm John Clemens.
And Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow is the top pick in the 2020 NFL draft by the Cincinnati Bengals. And this is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
A U.S. Homeland Security science expert says the coronavirus decays faster in warmer situations, which is promising news as summer is coming closer. In a daily briefing, William Bryan said that direct solar light has a powerful effect on killing the virus, along with increased temperatures and humidity. And he added that conversely, the virus does seem to survive best in cooler temperatures and dry conditions. China says it's going to donate an extra $30 million to the World Health Organization after President Trump cut off U.S. funding for the organization. China's foreign ministry saying that the donation reflects Beijing's support and trust in the WHO. A ministry spokesman saying the donation, along with $20 million that China gave it last month, will support the global fight against the coronavirus pandemic and, in its words, strengthen developing countries' health systems. China's pledge coming on the same day that U.S. officials have been saying that the administration might never give any more money to the WHO and continued to slam China for underreporting the nature of the virus when it first cropped up last fall. You can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. www.jccmlife.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as we wrap up the week together. And, wow, what a week it's been with, of course, the constant bombardment of coronavirus. Will we open? When? All this back and forth. And, again, the dynamic tension that you have between, the health factors and the health experts chiming in. We've got the political. We've got the economy. We have unemployment, through the roof here. And, looking at the numbers state by state, now that it just seems that, clearer minds are able to look over this. And we've got Paul Kengor is going to join us in just a moment, the professor, and I'm going to be curious to get his read on this. But when I was looking at the state by state numbers, we're looking at about, 48 of the 52 states under 1,500 infections, 1,500 confirmed infections or confirmed deaths, I should say, under 1,500 confirmed deaths. And so, the main issue in New York City, of course, with, almost 16,000 deaths, New Jersey at 5,300, Boston at 2,300. We also have Michigan at almost 3,000. Let's bring Paul Kengor on right now. Professor, always good to have you with us. Paul Kengor joins us now. How you doing?
Good, Bill. Good. Here in western Pennsylvania, and I'm in a county with only about 59 cases.
Right.
So that's pretty good.
The numbers, Paul, when I look at them, and, for all the hoopla we've gone through, you've got really maybe four or five states that are hot zones, and by hot zones, I mean, they have the majority, almost 50%, or probably about 50% of all the deaths of the 50 states, between New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Illinois, and Michigan. I mean, those are the major hot spots. Most are under, 1,500, even, I think, 2022 states have less than 100 deaths.
Yeah, it's mainly the Northeast, and when I checked last night, New Jersey was about to hit 100,000 cases, which is just amazing, and in fact, quite ironically, or maybe not ironic, maybe expectedly, a very good friend of mine from New Jersey texted me and said, hey, my mom has COVID-19, and he said, I'm going to go get tested. He said that a few weeks ago, he thought he had bronchitis, and his mom she's in her 80s.
Yeah.
And she's, I think probably overweight. It's not good.
Yeah.
That's not a good situation. And look, so my state, which is Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf, a very liberal Democrat. I would never, ever vote for him. And he's being accused of, I think there's a lot to this. making policy for the whole state based on what the eastern part of the state, Philadelphia and Bucks County and Montgomery County, what they're going through. You know, they're all right there against New Jersey and New York. And Pennsylvania has, I think, about 37,000 cases. And all, you know, the vast majority of those are in the eastern part of the state. But I also see Bill where he says, okay, Mercer County, where I live in Western PA, might have 57 right now, but Berks County had 57 4 weeks ago, right? And
right.
You know, now they have over 1,000 or whatever it is. But every county's on its own trajectory, and for a while, about a week or two ago, we were increasing about 10% a day, but now it looks like we've leveled off. And I'll tell people how this matters, give you a really good idea. But Grove City College, where I teach, is in Mercer County. We're one of the only conservative colleges in the country. We refuse federal aid. And if colleges like us don't open our doors again in the fall, we're going to be in big trouble. We just gave our students refunded their money back on room and board.
Wow.
And you know, which most colleges aren't doing. So for us to stay under 100 cases right now is really important because it means maybe we can open up in the fall.
But if you
have 1,000 cases now, you're going to have a big problem opening up in the fall. So I'm of the mind of overreaction right now for a few more weeks, and this is why Donald Trump, I watched the press conference again last night, he really went after Brian Kemp hard in Georgia. I'm all for sacrifice just a little longer and then see what happens. And then, too, though, I would say this. Watch very carefully what happens in Georgia right now.
All eyes are on Georgia, no doubt.
Right.
Yeah, and look at somebody was going to be the first guy.
Right.
And the fact that you have Brian Kemp, who's a Republican, and he's not like he's swinging the doors wide open. It's still measured. And so, you know, here we are. I mean, he's that blackbird being sent out of the ark to see what he comes back with.
Yeah, that's right. That's
you know what I'm saying?
Point.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point. And so, you know, monitor it carefully. Likewise with Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And if it turns out that they don't have many increases in cases, well, then good, great.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. And you know, we also have. I'm watching the Pennsylvania County situation so carefully. It's a good state to watch. I think we have the fifth or sixth highest number of cases, and we have the county where my grandparents live, Cameron County, has had one case for about 4 weeks, and you would think that you'd be able to open up there. Right?
Yes.
That's probably fine. Right next to us, Venango County hasn't changed. They've been at 6 cases for about 4 weeks. They should probably be okay, too. But then again, also, if they open up, our Dunkin' Donuts in our town is open. And I don't think you should be able to go into a coffee shop, and I hate to sound like a big regulator here, right? But this is a public crisis, a public health crisis. I don't like the idea that you can continue to use your Dunkin' Donuts cup that you bring in from home and hand it to the person in the drive-thru.
Well, they're not doing it at Starbucks, I can tell you. The other day I thought, well, it's been a while since I've had a good finely roasted cup of coffee. Let me, you know, go through the drive-thru. So I went through the drive-thru, had to wait. And I said, do you take my cup? They go, no, we're not allowed.
Okay.
We're not allowed to do it.
Right,
so,
right.
And that's,
even if they're wearing gloves. Even if they're wearing gloves, if somebody who has COVID-19, maybe even asymptomatic, and that's been that's probably the scariest thing of all next to the fatality rate, is Dr. Burke said the other day, she thinks 25 to 50% of transmission could possibly be coming from people who are asymptomatic.
Right.
So you give that cup to somebody in Starbucks, and they could wear all the gloves they want, but as soon as they stick it under that machine, you know, it's on their gloves, and then it can go to the next person.
Yeah, the challenge we have, Paul, here is that we have a lot of theory, we have some numbers, and we're closing down the country. We shut down the business here. And it's about time. I'm just saying, look at all eyes on Georgia. I agree. All eyes on Georgia. I think it's unfortunate that President Trump went after, you know, Kemp as hard as he did. But I think that on the other side of this, Kemp could end up being more right than wrong. But if he's wrong and all of a sudden there's an outbreak, you think he's going to not, change his course right away? I don't see him as being unreasonable here. And these other states, like you say, and these numbers, I mean, they're so low. I mean, when you talk 22 states have less than 100 deaths and they're shut down, maybe we need to slow down here a little bit.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're visiting with Professor Paul Ken Gore from Grove City College. Professor, the thought came to mind, and I don't know, it just was one of those ones that caused me to shudder. And that was thinking if the Democrats controlled the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, what would the solutions look like? I mean, we already see in some states as incubators and points of experimentation what some of these progressive governors have done. I mean, they go out, they want to cite, you know, people in their cars for, you know, attending a church service in their automobiles. You know, some of these extreme measures that have gone on, I mean, you know, police arresting a dad playing catch with his son, or a mother, you know, taking the daughter to a playground and she being arrested. This is just extreme. I mean, I could just see that where, you know, Beto O'Rourke would be appointed the gun czar and be going house to house collecting guns across the country for the mere threat that, you know, suicide rates and all these other, you know, criminal activities may occur because of the increased pressure of the COVID-19 effect.
Yeah, well, they, you know, Bill, they would ideologize it. They would probably weaponize it. And, you know, Rahm Emanuel, you don't let a good crisis go to waste. And exactly. I mean, look at Governor Whitmer, who's been awful in this whole thing. And yet look at her on abortion. And, this incongruity between so many of these governors. I wrote a piece for American Spectator, ran last Sunday, called Andrew Cuomo and the Left's New Champions of Life. And I go through the fact that these six or seven worst states, Connecticut and others in the Northeast, they all have pro-choice governors who all in the last year passed really hideous abortion legislation. In fact, people, think about this. This hit New York, I'm telling you, Bill, almost exactly 1 year to the day that Andrew Cuomo and his progressive allies in Albany passed that awful piece of abortion legislation where they lit up all the New York monuments
exactly.
in pink. And then immediately following that, all the Democratic governors pro-choice doubled down with really awful comments. Governor Lamont in Connecticut, who said any woman in Missouri or the South who's in a pro-life state who doesn't like these new restrictive pro-life legislations there, come and live in Connecticut. Right, come to Connecticut. We'll right. honor your choice in Connecticut.
Yeah, we'll kill your baby here. Yeah, exactly.
And it's when Governor Northam in Virginia made that awful comment about we'll keep the baby comfortable if it survives an abortion, but ultimately its fate will be up to its mother and family. So you know, all of this happened 1 year after that.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Paul, let's not forget the sale of baby parts. Probably
right,
still
right.
continues. David DeLeiden, I ran into him about a month ago in Tennessee, and he's going to come on the show. I've been trying to, you know, connect with him, and I just happened to run into him, and I told him how much we supported him and we're, you know, continuing to pray for him. I mean, he exposes them for the evil and the criminal activity that Planned Parenthood has been committing, and he ends up in jail.
That's right. They turn him into the criminal. So you know, while I'm watching people like my governor, Tom Wolf, who is Cecile Richards of Planned Parenthood, praised him, he's the only governor in the country who served as an escort at a Planned Parenthood clinic. He used to be a volunteer.
Right.
An escort at Planned Parenthood clinics, making sure that women got in the door and got their abortions and got past all the pro-life, the people praying rosaries and praying outside of abortion clinics. So to watch all these governors now on the rack in agony, you know, trying to fight for life in their states when they've been so blind on the abortion issue, you wish that somebody like an Andrew Cuomo at this moment, right, who was raised an altar boy, right?
Exactly.
You wish he would stop and say, you know, this has really caused me to stop and think. You know, I do have some empathy here now for life, but they don't do it. they don't do it because. Yeah, they don't consider the abortion issue to be killing, right?
It is amazing. It is so shocking to me because not only Andrew Cuomo, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, if I hear Nancy Pelosi say one more time, with all due respect, look at, you know, but it really irks me when she says, well, I spent the whole weekend, I was rather prayerful. And the next thing that comes out of her mouth is a sentence that is absolutely vile and loaded with hate. And I'm thinking, who are you praying to?
Right. Yeah, there are over 40,000 COVID-19 deaths in a month, which is horrible. Mm-hmm. It wakes me up in the middle of the night and makes me pray for those people. But I also pray all the time for the 1 million abortions per year that have gone on since 1973.
Right.
We've had over 60 million abortions.
Exactly.
1 million a year. A million a year.
Yes.
And for these people, where's Nancy Pelosi's statement?
And Paul, the fact of the matter is that number is still an estimate.
Yeah.
Because they're hiding numbers, you know that. So at least 60 million, God only knows what that number could really be extrapolated to if we had the real facts.
Yeah, that's right.
No, and the thing is, this is the other thing that's shocking for me, especially for fellow Christians who will say, they'll tell me, well, I'm a Democrat, Bill. I go, okay, all right. Let me tell you just for me personally, only because you brought it up, what divides us? I said, are you aware of the Democratic platform?
Mm-hmm.
And they stop. What do you mean? I go, look, I'm not going to get in an argument with you. I'm just going to say, read the Democratic platform and then come
right.
back and tell me you're still a Democrat.
Okay? Well, and at the least, I've had this argument with a lot of Christian pro-life Democrats, especially being from Western PA, where, mm-hmm. where so many of our Democrats here are not liberals. But they're church going, gun owning, kind mm-hmm. of union Democrats, and I'll say to them, look at our governor's position on abortion. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at Barack Obama. They'll say, yeah, I know, I don't really like that. And then I'll say to them, Bill, what have you done to change that? And the answer, nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. They let their party go so hard left on cultural issues, and this includes too, not just abortion, but all the sexual issues, all the moral issues, as long as their union, as long as the Democrats are supporting their union, all mm. right, then they're pulling the Democratic lever. But to hell with everything else.
Exactly.
And they've allowed that to happen to their party, and some of them who don't like Donald Trump will say to me, what about what Donald Trump said on this? And I'll say, well, I actually criticize Trump on that. There's been mm-hmm. a big debate in our party about people who don't like what Trump does on this, like what Trump. We at least debate these things in the
exactly.
Republican Party, right?
Yeah.
You guys just let a Hillary or Obama go crazy on these issues, and you do nothing to stop it, and your party goes so far to the left that, mm-hmm. that today there are you could count on one hand, I think, quite literally, the number of pro-life Democrats in the entire House of Representatives.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right.
There used to be hundreds.
And how many, Paul, will say, I didn't leave the party left me. And
right.
look what's happening with that independent segment. It is exploding right now because you have Democrats abandoning ship. I mean, with all, like you said, the progressive ideas that have gone overboard. But it's all, the foundation of it all is such a breakdown in morality, which, we still say. I mean, I think the latest Gallup poll still says over 60% of America acknowledges God and considers themselves to be Christian. But even with that majority, we're a bunch of wimps because Barack Obama comes out and says, hey, we're no longer a Christian nation. Well, who defined that?
Yeah, I remember too, which one was it? The Democratic, I think it was 2016, right? At the Democratic convention, you were mm-hmm. speaking on platforms.
Right.
And there was the 3-time denial of God
mm-hmm.
in the platform.
Right.
Three times of all things. And I think it was 2016, right?
Yes.
There was
a big hoopla about it because it was kind of like a voice vote and that, and it got drowned out. I mean,
right.
it was really
right.
stupid.
Yeah.
The way they did, but it was like, oh my God! You thought, what is going on now?
Yeah.
Are we going to have the God of Molech rolled out on the stage? Might
right,
as well, right?
Right, right. And that's becoming even stricter and stricter in the Democratic Party. As the San Francisco Democrats, as Gene Kirkpatrick called them, right, come to dominate the party.
Well, at least they'll get ice cream. It's on the menu. There's plenty of chocolate ice cream. He's the professor of political science, executive director of Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Thank you, Paul.
Great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It could save you a lot. Typical savings for families about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare, and it's a simple one. For nurses, hospital staff, doctors, thank you. Thank you for what you do and may be called on to do in the days ahead. And thank you, first responders and grocers and everyone who works late nights to stock shelves. Thank you, truck drivers and delivery workers. Thank you, caretakers of the elderly and vulnerable. To everyone who has their own families to be concerned for, but still serves all of us, thank you from the more than 400,000 members of MediShare.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to put his signature today on an extension of the coronavirus-related small business loan program that ran out of money last week. The measure gives more cash to help small businesses keep workers on the payroll amid the coronavirus outbreak. The House passed it yesterday with an overwhelming majority. The Democratic-led chamber also authorized a new special select committee to conduct oversight on coronavirus stimulus spending.
The yeas are 212 and the nays are 182. The resolution is adopted.
Democrats say they need to make sure stimulus dollars are being spent properly. Republicans say the panel's unnecessary as the House already has committees conducting oversight. President Trump now says he may extend social distancing guidelines to pass the 1st of May. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused. Between the dead and the sleeping, and the road that I must choose.
Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We got Dr. Jim Dennison joining us. You know, Jim, I really appreciate what you bring to the conversation here from a biblical worldview, a practical, freedom-loving view that seems to be getting lost in translation these days with the governmental reaction to COVID-19.
You know, Bill, thank you so much for that. That's really one of the challenges, isn't it? Because we want to be good neighbors. We want to love our neighbors as ourselves. But we also need to love the Lord our God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And how do you balance those two things? How do you balance worship and service and balance obedience and prophetic stance? It really is this challenge. That's why I'm so grateful for you and voices like yours that are trying to help us navigate these really difficult waters.
Well, I believe that God has given us this platform to allow for, you know, as Tony Evans would say, the needed salt and light. You know, we need to be activated, and I believe more than ever for times like this, you know, the light, the disinfectant light of the truth against this pandemic that is more than where it began. It's what is it that we're going to draw? What is the takeaway? What's the redemption in this challenge that we're faced with today?
Bill, I'm so glad you're thinking in those terms. I wish everybody would reframe it in that context. I've been saying for years that God redeems all he allows because he's sovereign. He has to allow all that happens because he's love. He always wants what's best for us. So we ought to be asking right now, what can we do because of this that we couldn't do before this? How can we be serving people in ways we weren't before? How can we be reaching people we weren't reaching before? How can we be a better nation? How can we be a better culture? How can we reset? How can we get back to the foundational principles that made this nation great? And how can we move forward with a re-understanding of who it is that we're supposed to be and who we're supposed to be together? So let's look for ways to redeem this. Let's look for ways to be better and be a better nation as a result of this. That would be the message, I think.
And I think we're starting to see this, Jim, in neighborhoods, to your point. People are reaching out to neighbors who do not have the ability to get in the car and go shopping anymore. They're shopping for them, checking, you know, doing kind of a health care check. This is all being done organically because neighbors, you know, realize the importance of, you know, of relationships and realize. I mean, I hear anecdotally a lot of people go, you know, I had a neighbor. And I have a neighbor who's lived three doors down from me, and I haven't seen them for years, frankly. You know, I've been so busy about my life, but because of this pandemic, it has brought us together, and I realize how much I miss that person, how much more I'm getting to know about that person who is, you know, several years older, and they're being mentored in this process. I mean, you know, it's amazing, to your earlier point, what we've been missing out on because of the busyness of life, and no doubt God is shaking things up, but there's going to be some takeaways on it if we're, you know, it was like I was talking with Tom Phillips from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, your friend of mine, and I said, Tom, the big issue, you know, constantly, do you know, throughout the theme, but particularly when Jesus was here, when he wept over Jerusalem, what it was about the moment in time they were missing out on their moment in time. God gives us moments that we can say yes or no to, but you have to answer. And if it's the wrong answer, you're not gonna like the consequence.
That's exactly right. There's two kinds of time in Scripture. There's kairos and there's chronos. Chronos is what we think about as chronological time, but kairos is the moment. It's the opportunity of the moment. Unfortunately, as you know so well, Bill, our culture has become, in recent years, generations, so much more existentialist, so much more about me. It's so consumeristically driven. It's all about my opinion, and truth is what I say it is, and all that's inside that. Well, the global pandemic is showing us that if we don't do this together, we can't do it. Exactly. I need my neighbors on a level I didn't realize I needed them. And once I'm building relationships with them that I didn't have before, as you're making the point, to your point, we're going to want those relationships when the pandemic is over. We're going to want to value those people on a way that we didn't realize we needed to. And that's just one of the ways God is going to redeem this. But only if we step up and learn from this and find the good things that we can do as a result of it.
Is relative truth being challenged here now, Jim?
I think it is. In fact, I'm writing an op-ed about that right now. I believe that this idea that truth is personal, individual, and subjective comes up against the medical fact that there's an actual virus, SARS-CoV-2. I'm a medical ethicist, among other things I do, and I can tell you this is an absolute scientific reality that affects all of us, whether we admit it or not, whether we call it that or not, whatever we want to say it is, whoever we want to blame for it, we're recognizing there is objective reality, there's an objective world out there, and that world doesn't really get the memo when we come along and say truth is what we say it is. The virus doesn't care, and we're learning there's objective truth to which we must respond.
And if we're going to come to the solution, as you say, that we must respond to, and the solution is in that truth, it's not in deception. And I believe instinctively, this is what people are resisting, is they are realizing they're being treated like a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark and fed, you know, all kinds of manure, and they've had it with us.
That's an interesting analogy. You're starting to see that more and more across the country, aren't you?
Yes.
That's part of the reason the idea, I think, is to drive these decisions to as local a place as possible. It's been proven over the years that even if I don't trust the federal government, I still like my mayor. Or I like the town council where I live. I like the local community because I know their name and they know mine. And they know what our outbreak is here. They know what we can safely do with our schools here. So the less we mandate and the more that we, from a bottom-up, grassroots level, figure out what the next steps are in our churches and our communities, the more we trust those authorities and the more we're going to be able to respond effectively and appropriately and in a positive manner.
And they're reachable, too, Jim, because if they come up with something goofy, we can pick up a phone, we can send them an email, talk to them directly. They know you. They're going to hear your heart and your position on something. If they, you know, overstep their bounds and they're too worried about whether or not you're planting tomatoes and you got tomato seeds at the store and all of a sudden, you know, the tomato seed Gestapo is going to come after you.
That's the difference between local. That's why Tip O'Neill said all politics are local. And he was exactly right about that. There's accountability there. I can vote them out of office. I can in the future endorse them in a way that'll be significant. It's when we get past this local kind of governance that we really get to these places where a top-down sort of structure becomes difficult. And that's true of the Christian faith as well. That's why the body of Christ is a local, autonomous, functioning family of God that works together and serves together and serves each other together. That was always Jesus' expression. That was his idea, was that we would do this as community in a local expression. And the more we do that, the more we get back to that, the healthier we're going to be going forward.
And it's interesting that in spite of some of these draconian measures, okay, so we can't go to church, but look what's happening to online church attendance. I mean, in some cases, a pastor in California told me, Bill, our online viewership and listenership has gone up tenfold since this has happened.
I know one church in California that had 8,000 on their typical online. For Easter Sunday, they had 1.3 million.
Wow.
In their online audience. We've seen our website traffic more than double in recent weeks. People are hungry for truth. They're hungry for love. They're hungry for grace. And they're willing to reach out for it now if we're willing to be accessible to them and demonstrate the relevance of truth to the issues that they're facing. These are good days for those that are willing to use them to speak truth and love.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Jim Dennison, and our conversation continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're visiting with Dr. Jim Dennison. And, Jim, as you were saying earlier, the response to COVID on a spiritual level, because let there be no doubt, as we were talking about earlier, in terms of a moment in time, and Dr. Tony Evans spoke about this over the weekend, and I've heard this before, and that is that nothing happens in the physical realm until it happens in the spiritual. And so clearly there is a relationship between these two entities. And as a result, the people in the temporal world need to understand that if we're going to find resolution, it's going to be found in the spiritual. If you're disconnected and totally unaware, you're really lost, and you're just going to be playing the temporal game, and you're going to be kicked to and fro by all the different philosophies. You know, Dr. Fauci could be your God one day. Maybe it's Donald Trump the next. Oh, let's go to Joe Biden camp. I mean, you're all over the place. But now more than ever, where we are in this, I say, the valley of the shadow of death, we need to know whose we are and whose voice we're going to pay attention to, do we not?
That's exactly right. That's why you need a north on the compass that doesn't change no matter where on the planet you are. The Greeks had this idea, as you know, Bill, of dividing us up into body, soul, and spirit, as though those are kind of separate entities. In the Bible, we are a body, we are a soul, we are a spirit. And what affects one affects all. So if we look at this from a spiritual perspective and understand that the stackpole of that, the ultimate truth to which we're trying to be aligned, is God's truth and God's word, then we have that compass that we need. Now we can navigate through this. So, for instance, we're looking at a pandemic like this, and we're asking, where is God in a time like this? Well, the Bible says God's right here. God's suffering with us. God is hurting with us. God is weeping with us. God is guiding us. God is with us through the valley of the shadow of death. We don't have to wonder that because he promised that, and we know that his word is true. And then someone comes along and says, well, what's the future at a time like this? To which we say, we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future, because we have this biblical fact that we're going to ground our decisions and our lives upon. When we look at the culture through Scripture, as opposed to looking at Scripture through culture, then we're seeing the world properly. We're seeing it as it's supposed to be understood. We're interpreting it through this larger context that gives us peace and hope and a sense of future that we're going to find no place else.
Well, you know, Jim, I want to bring our audience up to speed just a little bit with your story, with the organization. And it was in 2009 that you and Jeff Beard founded the Denison Forum in Dallas with three employees. The goal was to encourage spiritual awakening while equipping believers to engage with the issues and news of the day. Your daily article is distributed via email, social media, and podcast to hundreds of thousands of culture-changing Christians daily. During that same period of time, I saw where, you know, there was a laxness and a release of a biblical worldview and an embrace even by the church of relative truth. And I thought that this was dire. And here we are 10 years later, almost 11 years later, and the latest Barna report demonstrates that actually it's still moving in a negative direction. The needle is moving in a negative direction where there's less people apprehending and holding to a biblical worldview. And what people sometimes confuse a biblical worldview, they think, well, I'm not an apologist. I don't have a PhD in theology. That's not it. I mean, the basic premise of a biblical worldview is something, you know, just natural, that you believe that God did say what he said, that Jesus is our Savior, that you are willing to speak of your experience. I liken it to I was, I am. I was this way until I became I am with Jesus, and I've never been the same, in much the same way as the blind man who didn't understand everything that happened in his life. All he knew was that something dramatic had changed, and he could see it with his own eyes now, because he was once blind, now he could see, right?
He's my favorite witness in the entire New Testament, Bill.
I love you and I are joined at the hip, because my audience knows that.
It's one of my favorite stories in John chapter 9. I lead study tours to Israel 4 or 5 times a year. I've been there more than 30 times over the years. And we always go to the Pool of Siloam, and we always tell that story. It's my favorite witness. He says, I can't answer all your questions, but I know this. I once was blind, but now I see. People can't take your story from you. They can't say that didn't happen to you. They can't say you weren't in this way blessed, or you weren't forgiven, or you didn't have this life-changing encounter with Jesus. And so at the end of the day, as Barna demonstrates and others, Gallup and others, it's never been as urgent as it is today for us to speak the truth in love. But the good news is, the darker the room, the more obvious the light.
Yes.
The darker the room, the more powerful the light. And so at a time like this, your show and our ministry and people like us, I think, are stepping up as God is leading us to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, to help Christians use their influence in a way that will make a difference. And the urgency of the pandemic gives us an unprecedented opportunity to speak this word in an unprecedented way. And that's the privilege of the moment.
And that's the thing. When darkness abounds, it doesn't take a whole lot of light, does it?
It really doesn't. The darker the room, you pull out your iPhone, you pull out what's in your pocket, and everybody looks instantly, immediately, what it is. Years ago, I was in Carlsbad Caverns, and they take you down to this place where it couldn't be darker. They turn off all the lights, and you literally, physically can't see the hand in front of your face. The darkness is that palpable. You can almost feel it. And then somebody lights a candle off in the distance, and 100 people are in this crowd, and they all instantly, instantaneously, just instinctively turn to that light. That tiny candle becomes the thing everybody focuses on. So when Jesus calls us the light of the world, he's saying that at a very dark time in the first century. Well, it's a dark time today, but we still are. Not we could be or we will be. We are the light, the only the light of the
exactly.
world. And when that light shines, the darkness always sees it, and the darkness will never overcome it.
And this is an attribute that you cannot let go of, because once you have become a child of God, you are a container of God's light. And when you talk about the light of the world, we know that one of the best disinfectants around is the light of truth, is it not?
Absolutely. Jesus said you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. But before that, he said you have to be his disciples to know that truth. Mm-hmm. And then when you're his disciple and you know that truth, it sets you free, and that light is how you get out of the darkness. There was a story years ago I heard about a cave in a Carlsbad Caverns, and people are trying their best to get out and dig out some way, and somebody looks off in the distance and they see a tiny pinprick of light. They climb to it, discover that it's a way out. They go back and tell the other people in the cave, but they refuse to listen. They insist on digging out themselves, and so they die. He gets out. The only difference in the two is he believed in the light that was already there. Well, you and I are to be that light in that dark cave-in to demonstrate to the world the opportunity for salvation and freedom that is theirs, and then we trust the Lord to use us. We
exactly.
are that light. Jesus said, present tense, you are that light. Right now, be encouraged that we are the light of God in this dark time.
This is our moment, isn't it?
This is our moment. Really, I'm 61 years old, Bill. I've never seen as much openness to the gospel as I'm seeing right now. I've been in vocational ministry for 40 years. I've taught on four seminary faculties, pastored churches with 20,000 membership in total. I have never seen as much openness as we're seeing to the gospel, to the good news of God's light right now. This is our opportunity.
Well, for all of us who have been praying for revival, but I say before revival comes repentance. I mean, this is what's happening right now in the valley of the shadow of death. For those of faith, we understand it's a shadow. But there are so many others, Jim, that are just scared out of their skulls right now because they see death. They don't see it as a shadow. They see it. That's their reality. And until they come to the light, they will not be able to see it as a shadow, will they?
That's right. That's why Scripture, when it calls us to spiritual awakening, says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. I have to admit that I need a doctor before I'll go to a doctor. I have to admit I'm sick before I'm willing to do the therapy that will lead to my healing. And that's part of what we're doing today, I think, is calling the culture to make this U-turn, to make this shift that says, look, what you're doing isn't working, is it? Now you've got this virus that you can't defeat. No vaccines for it yet, not even therapies for it yet. Understand how mortal you already were. Mortality didn't go up. We're just as mortal as we ever were, but now we see that. And so would you recognize your mortality and make the change you have to make now so that death becomes light, so that you step from death into life and you step from darkness into light. That's available to you, but you have to shift. And now we're here to give you that opportunity. That's the privilege.
And the website, Jim, they can go to?
Thank you. DennisInForum.org. They'll find all our website, our content, all the social media, the papers have written on coronavirus. All of that's right there at DennisInForum.org.
Dr. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to having you back. You're always welcome here.
Bill, it's a great privilege. Thanks so much. God bless what you're doing.
kitchen gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.